In this Friday edition, we speak with a California Public Utilities Commission agent and the Hoopah Public Utilities District Director about broadband development and other telecommunications-related projects. This recording was made on Friday, July the 24th.
So Linnea and I are meeting this afternoon because there are so many initiatives going on now for communications and energy resiliency. And you would think in the time of a pandemic that things would be dialing down. But I think what we have seen is indeed that there's an awful lot going on and a lot to coordinate.
Yes, I've been noticing that. all of these Zoom calls that we're doing, and I'm looking forward to getting broadband in our valley, because just before I got on this call, I was trying to download something on email and our Gmail, and it said I wasn't connected. And so I have to wait. And it's always about this time of day.
The Hoopah Valley Public Utilities District has an application at the CPUC to bring better broadband to the Hoopah Valley. And their application covers 16 businesses, 35 anchor institutions, your 5 public safety locations, and about 1,200 residences. And it's a pretty comprehensive application, and we'll do a lot to improve the infrastructure in the valley and bring the internet to you in a faster, better way.
Is there a timeline or a plan?
So the application is still under consideration by the Public Utilities Commission, and you should hear on that within the quarter or so. And then the proposal has a 2-year project plan in it based on the parameters that are within the application.
I was on a call yesterday with the superintendent of the Klamath Trinity Joint Unified School District, and they're doing the distance learning applications this fall. And a lot of people don't have access to the internet, and that becomes an issue. And then when we do have access to the internet, like I was saying, we have this slow Wi-Fi. The school districts within Humboldt County have access to broadband through AT&T. There's some agreement that they made with AT&T to allow them to have broadband, but they can't share it with the community because they can't allow it to have access to, from what I understand, have residential access to a commercial business on a non-commercial line. There's something in that language that, and I'm wondering, well, in an emergency situation like we're in, is there some leeway that can happen? I don't know if I'm talking to the right person about this, but it just seems like it's a problem. Our 5th District Supervisor for the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors, he was looking at, and that's how I found out about this AT&T connection with the school districts. There was an agreement that was made that allowed broadband to schools.
Joseph, I'm so sorry. I don't know about that agreement, so I'm afraid I can't speak to it.
Okay. I was fishing on that one.
Joe, if you wouldn't mind me adding just a little comment to that. So the Hoopah Valley Public Utilities District is working on broadband efforts in multiple ways. Karen mentioned that we have a current application with the CASA funds, which is the California Advanced Services Fund. So that's under review process. We've also put in a request for CARES dollars, which falls in, and this is with the Tribal Council. So that allocation, which is being considered, will help jumpstart the residential build-out. I've also reached out to the education director the school district IT, as well as TANF, to see when things start facilitating, we're able to build these, we're able to provide a wireless network, how can those entities cover their respective clients or students? So I've really tried to start those communications because it's only a matter of time, whether it's a component of grant funding and tribal council allocation, but we need to be prepared with those multiple entities to provide broadband for distance learning, for college education, economic development, things of that nature. So I have started the communication lines between that, and I hope to work with the school as well as education and some of our other tribal entities.
And you had mentioned CARES funds in connection with that?
Yes.
And would that be an allowable expense of building infrastructure?
It's absolutely in line. So if you check out the U.S. Treasury's website, and if you look at their guidelines on what can be spent for COVID, communications, broadband infrastructure definitely falls in line with the allowable expenditures. So it absolutely meets the funding regulations.
Well, that is good news. All right. Thank you for that clarification.
So we're currently working on a presentation to the Tribal Council. I understand that there's a survey that's going to be sent to the tribal members for a survey on what are some of their ideas, how would they like to see the funding spent. But across the board, broadband, the need for internet, whether that be for school children or distance learning or education, has been widely supported across this community. So we are going to push forward to have that allocation out of the CARES funding be approved so we can help implement this really complex project and start getting going on this immediately. So we're searching for community as well as obviously tribal council support for that.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're going to get a lot of good support from that one.
Right.
Other things that are happening in the future, I mentioned this before, is the 5G type of deployment. I was wondering, and that doesn't look like it's going to be in the near future, as I think the broadband will hit us first before 5G.
Well, 5G is a service that will be offered over licensed spectrum. So that looks like the major wireless carriers that would be able to provide that. But one of the bits of necessary infrastructure is the capability to have a fiber backbone available for the cell sites for it. And so in planning the necessary infrastructure here, fiber internet connectivity and the other initiatives that the Public Utilities District has underway will help enable that.
Oh, okay. That's helpful. But again, we're looking further on down the road on that one.
Yeah. 5G is further on down the road. There's a lot of branding going on now about some of the capabilities, and it's really a term that encompasses sets of standards that provide different functionality. And one part of it is ultra high speed, high bandwidth cellular capability. But that kind of service is provided really under very what's called small cells, micro cells. And the carriers are expected to deploy that in high dense urban areas. And so, and pretty much you need to be standing underneath the cell site to be able to get these super high speeds. So that kind of functionality, because they're looking for really dense urban areas, I wouldn't see that coming necessarily out here very soon. There are other parts of the standards that look at Internet of Things functionality for both low latency or lower bandwidth type capabilities and secure capabilities for Internet of Things as well. So So there's a variety of services that would be offered under 5G, and I'm sorry that I can't speak to when those would be available here.
Yeah, that was my understanding. You just clarified that, as I was thinking, it would be more available into urban areas than it would be into forest lands. Is there anything else that we are looking at? The spectrum, that free spectrum that was being offered to tribal.
The FCC opened a tribal priority window so that tribes could apply for spectrum that was being used for previously for educational broadcast systems. It was called the EBS spectrum. And essentially the FCC said for tribes, we will allow the tribes to apply for this. There's no cost involved. And then if you fill out the application correctly, for your area and meet the criteria, then the FCC will grant that spectrum to the tribe for purposes that that they would define. So this is actually at 2.5 gigahertz, which is a really useful spectrum for things like point-to-point microwave or sometimes point-to-multipoint type systems. And so those kinds of things are planned after the window closes. And the window closes on August 3rd. The HOOPA will be having an application supported by the council in with the FCC.
And when that is allocated in ownership by the tribe, do they have to build anything? Do they have to use it immediately?
There are build-out requirements within 2 years of the license award. So yes, there is a requirement to be able to use the spectrum.
Okay, yeah. So when we built this radio station, we had 18 months to have something operating.
And Joe, I've already received council approval to submit for the spectrum as well as the board of directors. I pretty much have my application ready to go. I'm just waiting on the tribal resolution on the signed version. So I should have that by the end of the week. And then probably on Monday, our application will be submitted with all the attachments.
Whoa, we're moving right along.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to hear. Is there anything else that the commission would like to share with our community?
Joe, just to comment, I know that this community really needs upgraded communications, as you know, and we are really looking forward to whenever that survey comes out or community input. It really does help in this type of funding. The council really is looking for that community ideas and support, so it's important that people voice what their needs are. And hopefully communications will be right in line with something that will benefit everybody across the board.
It's a pillar of any community, have access to what's happening. And, communication, telecommunications in our day of age, it's imperative. I totally agree with you on that. I'm looking forward to this survey, and I'd like to fill out more than one. But
I'm sure you can attach paperwork. And I will say, it's been really nice having somebody like Karen Eckersley to bounce some ideas off or have as a source to see if I have any questions. And she's been amazing with, if she's not the expert in that particular field, she has colleagues that could help. So I think the CPUC has been really good at interacting with the Hoopoe Valley Public Utilities and the tribe as well. So I appreciate that communication.
Well, I appreciate her visit here, and you too, and all the work that you've been doing on the telecommunications side of our community.
Thank you very much, Joseph. It's very nice to be able to knock down some of these applications and processes and how to find things and make it easier for you to get what you need here.
Well, thank you very much for taking your time to have this short interview with us and helping us let people know what is on our way. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe. Take care.
You too.
Okay.
This Friday edition program was recorded on July the 24th. The Tribal Council action mentioned to happen was completed, and the project application to be filed is ready or has been submitted. Thank you for listening.